Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sharon Beth on behalf of Help to Succeed's radio show. It's Monday, March 5th already, and we have with us a young and very successful dancer and actor, Clinton Huff. Born and raised in Los Angeles, Clinton started training in dance at the age of 11 and has never looked back. He spent two summers in France training with some very well-known teachers from the world-famous Paris Opera. While still in high school, Clinton worked on many musicals throughout Southern California, including Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, West Side Story, and Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. He got an agent after graduating high school, and his first job was for Nike in beautiful Hawaii. Clinton has worked in film, television, stage, and commercials. Commercial credits include Coke, Progressive Insurance, Nokia, Budweiser, Visa, Volkswagen, Hyundai, Bugaboo, and Target. Film and television credits include Glee, Disaster Movie, The Comebacks, Jackass 2, Eli Stone, and Malcolm in the Middle. Clinton has worked with such notable choreographers as Hi-Hat, who's the choreographer for Missy Elliott, Fred Tallickson, choreographer for Madonna, Michael Rooney, choreographer for Kylie Minogue, and Zach Woodley, choreographer for Glee. He's also worked alongside Kim Kardashian, Frankie Muniz, David Koechner, and Neil Patrick Harris. Most recently, you may have seen him in a National Cheetos commercial, as well as Jack in the Box and a Nissan commercial that are currently running. Fantastic. Welcome, Clinton.
Hi. Thank you. How are you doing?
Good. So we're going to just jump right into the questions here. Did you know what you were going to do with your life, or did it kind of evolve?
It kind of evolved as a kid. I always knew as a kid that I didn't want to have a normal job. I remember having that thought, I think when looking back on it, it's actually kind of a funny thought. I didn't want to have a normal job. I just wanted to do something different. That's kind of what I knew originally.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I just wondered, because sometimes people, they hear something from a parent or an opinion leader from someone saying, oh, you never want to work for a 9-to-5 or something. So I wondered, if you remembered where that came from. But
I remember the first time I actually remember having the thought is I would I had already been training. I think I had it when I was 11 or 12 or something like that. I had already started training in dance, and every Friday I would train in the morning gymnastics. I had a gymnastics coach, and it was a very small group, and we were training intensively every Friday. So I'd actually miss school, and my dad would take me. He would take me and drop me off, and then I would get a ride back to his work, and I would just hang out at his work every day. And and my dad actually at the time he was running his own business. But I remember being there, and I was like, I would never want to get up and go here every day. I wouldn't want to come here every day. It's cool, every Fridays, whatever, I would come and just kind of hang out, but I would get, it just didn't seem fun to me. I knew I wanted something different. I wanted something that I would kind of enjoy doing or something that was fun that was also from day to day kind of different that I didn't get stuck in kind of the same thing all the time. That was, I guess, my initial goal or initial dream, to be able to travel and run my own life,
Right. Wow, that's great. That's fantastic. So as far as becoming successful, it usually takes a lot of work. For you, what was a lot of work?
Persistence, I guess. Growing up, I trained in dance very heavily. And it's one of those things, it was a lot of work. I gave up a lot of time on weekends and at nights, and it was a constant thing. But it's one of those things. It was a lot of work, but it didn't feel like work at the time, and it doesn't feel like work looking back on it because I enjoyed it, because it was something that I had a passion for.
Right.
So there's definitely it's kind of the idea of work is kind of relative, you know what I mean? It took a lot of dedication and a lot of just going and taking class and doing it over and over and over and over again. And then after that, in the professional side, again, it's persistence. It's just going and not booking the job and going and getting turned down and going and, you know what I mean? And like, just doing it. And then with that, you build the confidence and you really find out what is needed and wanted when you go to the audition. What, uh-huh. You know what I mean? What looks are booking? What you know what I mean? What styles of dance to focus on? What choreographers are working and what kind of people they like to hire? And so that's the work side, I guess, is really learning what is working on the business side, not just the creative
right.
side, because there are two sides to the entertainment business. You know what I mean? It's entertainment uh-huh. business, so. Really understanding that is where the work comes in, and then just the persistence of showing up and continuing to do it, because it can get disheartening, but you have to really just kind of keep a good attitude about it, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say, underneath all of that is there's determinism and a persistence that has to be there for you to push through all of that. There has to be some really strong desire there, you know, to make it happen.
Absolutely, definitely. I mean, there's got to be something that it won't happen if it's something that you kind of do for fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, not that it won't happen. Actually, that's not true. I've seen it not happen a lot. I'll put it that way. I've seen it not happen a lot for people that they do it for fun, but it's not something that they're super passionate about. But there are people that are, like, they kind of started it later in life and they're actually successful as well. But again, there was a passion there when they came out to pursue it. So it's one of those things. It has to be something that you really want. And that's, I mean, with anything that is worthwhile, you know, I think that, you know, there's some challenge or some desire, some effort, some energy that you have to put out to get it. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's not that desirable. You know?
Right. Exactly. So yeah, that's a key point that I tend to try to bring up with every person that I interview, is to make sure that people realize that there has to be that underlying determination and belief in yourself. Because if you go to one of those auditions and they're going, nah, we don't like you, or we don't want you, you have to be able to keep your confidence in yourself, you know, through all that.
Absolutely, definitely. And that's one of the main things is being able to, because it can get easy for your confidence to get shaken, and you have to always go back on what you know. You know what I mean? What you know is yourself, and how you and that you believe in yourself. You have to really believe in yourself, because when you're out there at the audition by yourself, you know what I mean? Not necessarily everybody's going to believe you. They're focused on their thing, you know? And that's another thing is being focused on yourself and improving yourself to have that confidence.
Right.
I think it's really important because it can get easy to not easy. It gets rough, but it gets easy to lose the confidence, but it gets rougher as you lose that confidence. And the more confidence that you have, and again, not cockiness, not like, oh, I'm better than everybody. I mean, if you have that idea, that's okay, I guess, but it's more just a certainty in yourself, you know, certainty
right.
that you can do the job, that you're right for the job, and that you should have the job.
Exactly. Wow, that's great. Really great advice. Excellent. So how did you find opportunities to advance your career? Like, what did you do to, you know, just get yourself out there?
Just being in the, you know, the community of dancers and actors, just finding people that were in the industry, either through doing gigs here and there. Like, I mean, you know, you do free gigs here and there in the beginning sometimes, and just to make connections, you know what I mean, just to meet people, just to work with this choreographer, just to, you know what I mean, just to be out there and produce something. And that's another thing, too, is just being productive in the thing that you're doing. You know what I mean? That's for me, I think, was important, like trying to make something happen, you know what I mean, for yourself
by
going and doing. We have, there's something called carnival, you know what I mean? You do carnival, and it's dancers do it, especially when they first come out to L.A., and it's a free, it's a thing that dancers do for free. It's at a club. It's really to promote choreographers and dancers. Agents go, and it's really good for new dancers. They have potential to be in front of agents and other professionals in the industry, and so, you know, you do things like that, and you're around them, and so then you meet people, and that's kind of a big thing too, is just being around people that are working in the industry.
Right.
That
right.
helps your that can help your mentality. Just, you know what I mean, of how they think and what they're doing, and you know their attitude towards it, and towards auditioning or towards doing jobs and stuff like that. Because a lot of times they'll have even just a slightly different like viewpoint on things, like. You know, you may have this, oh, this is like an impossible mountain to do this kind of job. And someone who's doing it's like, oh, yeah, it's cool. It's great. It's, you know what I mean? But they don't have this idea that it's insurmountable. And so then it kind of takes away your idea that it's insurmountable. It makes it more easy to have, like something that is more possible now, you know?
Yeah,
I think that being around like-minded people or people that are like-minded in the way that you want to be, is helps actually create great opportunities.
Right. I was going to say, it's almost seems like it would be counterintuitive to be with the people that you're competing with. But on the other hand, you immerse yourself in that type of work then, in that type of environment, basically.
Totally. I mean, as a dancer, like, also, people that you're competing with are also people you're going to work with. So you want to you want to have a good working relationship with everybody, because you never know when you're going to work with them, and you don't want, and you also never know, you know, who's gonna be as dancers. People move up into choreography, and as they move up into choreography, you want to be able to be on good terms with them, be able to work with them, you know, because then, oh, hey, I remember he could do this when we did that job, and we were talking about this, and I'm looking for someone that does swing, and he does swing, or whatever it is, you know. So it's always good to just the more people that you know and that you are in good work and relationships, it's always going to be better. You know what I mean? The less people you know, the harder it's going to be.
Right. Well, that's excellent advice. It made me think of, you know, when you want to learn a language, you go and you immerse yourself in that country. Like if you want to learn French, you go to France, and you're just there, and you have to get along with that particular environment, you know, so it's the same kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as your financial investments, now, did you have to come up with some money to make this all happen, or what? How did you handle that?
Growing up in L.A., it made it a little easier for me than most dancers, I guess, because I didn't have, I mean, there's the initial investment, I guess, if you have to get headshots. And obviously beforehand, it's all the dance classes, but, you know, my parents paid for most of that. So I'm not lucky in that aspect, I guess. And then getting out here. See, most dancers, if they're coming from wherever, you know, somewhere else, some other state, you know, some other country, some people, you know, they have a definitely a large investment of, you know, time and effort to, if they're coming from out of the country, to get visas and all that stuff, or if they're just moving to save the money so they can move and relocate and just kind of start from scratch. I didn't have as much of an initial investment in that sense. I mean, I had to, you know, you have to get headshots, and you have to, have clothes for auditioning and stuff like that. So the actual initial investment for a dancer, it's not as bad as if you're opening, like, let's say you're opening a dance studio, then it definitely would be a much bigger investment. You need a building, you need floors, you need mirrors. Whereas as a dancer, you know, you need a car or gas, it can get to your audition. But for the most part, the investment is in time, you know, in going out and going to the auditions and going to classes and meeting people, and you know what I mean? That's really the investment in regard to the business.
Right. You know, just as an aside, it made me think when you said headshots, do you put out any like videos as part of your presentation to people to potential employers and that kind of thing?
In regards to acting, I have definitely have my my demo reel. But in regards to dance, it's funny. I'm actually working with a friend. We're going to try to. He's a musician. He's a composer, and so we're going to work together. He's going to write some music, and we're going to try to create a cool video. It's very in the concept phases. We haven't really sorted out what exactly we're doing, but we just recently started talking about that. There are dance reels. You put together a dance reel of all the stuff. Mine's actually in the middle of being put together. And then, you know, as choreographers, you have choreography reels. It's interesting. That would be an investment. A lot of times people like figure it out and do it themselves, especially nowadays. Like, I have my best friend is an editor, so that's who I use. And he, you know, it would be expensive, but since I know, he's like, I know a guy, so it makes it, lightens the load. But I also have other friends, other dancer friends that that do it. You know, they edit their own reels. And that's the thing is, I mean, they had the investment of buying the software, but it's a lot easier nowadays to create your own marketing tools, you know,
technology
has made it very easy. To a certain degree, you also have to, I mean, they're also, you know, being professional in the industry and you have downtime. And so they have time to just study up on Final Cut, you know, and they sit there and they'll figure it out for a while, and then they know what they're doing enough to cut their own reel together.
Right.
But yeah, I mean that's definitely a tool, a promotion tool as well.
Yeah.
Your agents like them. I mean, as choreographers, you need them a little more than dancers. Dancers, you use them more for your websites and stuff like that. The agents actually do submit reels for jobs as a choreographer.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know, I know you and I went over a little bit about how you, you know, you're with the other artists, the other dancers, and you get into that kind of environment. But as far as actual promotion, is there anything additional that you do? I mean, you're telling me about the videos and, you know, making videos and headshots and stuff, but how do you actually promote yourself? You know, do you have to go to, how do you get auditions and stuff?
Right. We have an agent. There's dance agents that specifically focus on dancers. They'll have other departments as well usually. But like my agent, Clear Talent Group, is one of the best, to me, the best dance agent out there. They work really hard for all their dancers, and they're really great. And that's how it works. You know, and there's a couple different ways to get an agent. The way that it went for me, I was referred to them. I was with another agency, and the whole department ended up shutting down. And so I was like, I don't have an agent. Oh my gosh! and so I had my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife. She was like, oh, we'll just come over to Clear. And I was like, okay, cool. And I had actually been over there before with Misty, so I kind of met them all the agents over there, and they're really cool, really, you know, just it's a bunch of cool people, you know what I mean, young and fun. And so I went out there, and they we took a meeting, and I signed with them. I liked how they worked, I liked how they were as people, and so I just haven't looked back, and that was like 6 or 7 years ago now. So that's how you get the audition, you know.
Right.
You go, and actually how you get the agent, sorry, let me step back. So that's how I ended up with my agency. They also have, and you have to look on the sites or call the actual agency. Every agency is going to have an audition where they'll have, I think it's once or twice a year, they'll invite anybody who is looking for an agent to come, and they learn a couple combinations. They'll learn probably a jazz and a hip hop, and you know, it's just like run like an audition. And then the agencies will watch them, and they'll they'll bring on people that they think that they that will be a good fit for the agency, and that's probably the most common way to get an agent. Another way would be, another way is by referral, and I guess those are the two main ways. You might also, if you happen to, if you're like actors sometimes dance, occasionally you'll have like an actor that's, you know, doing a job and the dance department has something that they're right for, you know what I mean? So there are other smaller avenues that are less common, but those are the two main ways, by a referral. And usually by a referral, you'll also, because how I got my first dance agent was by a referral, and I went to basically like a class, and they watched me in class, and then they took me on. So those are the main ways that you usually do it. And, the agents are important. They fight for you, and they make sure your working conditions are what they should be, and send you out on auditions, and are happy when you bond.
Right. Cool. Well, that's excellent. So next question is having to do with encouragement and discouragement. I know a lot of people run into, you know, people that will help them along and say, yeah, go ahead and do it. You're good. And other people that go, yeah, you'll never make it. Have you got any of those kind of people that, you know, you feel like were in your life that you had to overcome or whatever?
Definitely. My mom and dad were very supportive all growing up, performing and dancing and driving me all over the place.
that's nice.
For dance class and random shows that I would do here and there. So it definitely had a lot of support there. And that was, and it's cool because I never got any. There was never any negativeness at all from either of my parents. You know, I never had any like, oh, this is stupid, or oh, you, when you have your real career, or oh, you know, go to college and, you know, have something to fall back on. I never had to deal with that, which was really nice. And for the most part, and you know, it's funny, anybody who was a naysayer in my life, I can't really think of anyone. There may have been, but I kind of wouldn't listen. I didn't care. If anyone would say anything like that, I would just kind of ignore it. I don't know. I wouldn't take it personally. I would be like, oh, they just, they don't get it. You know? So really, I can't think of anyone who's ever said to me, oh, you'll never make it. There are people that are like, oh, that's a hard, you know, that'll be difficult or whatever. But even that, I can't think of anyone too specifically, you know? So I've been kind of lucky to either not have it or just ignore it, one of the two. people that, you know, have supported me, like my parents, my ballet teacher supported me a lot, and she was definitely very, very integral in my growth as a dancer. She's just amazing, you know. She was very passionate and believed in me and always pushed me, those are probably the three people that encouraged me the most: my mom, my dad, and my ballet teacher.
Wow, that's great.
So, thank you. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. So what attributes of your own, like yourself, do you feel helped you the best with becoming, you know, where you are at this point in time?
I think kind of having... a level head or a kind of a more chill or relaxed attitude about things. Like, I didn't get too upset. Like, in the beginning, I would go to an audition, I would get cut, or I would go to an audition and I would get kept, and then I would get cut, or whatever it was. I didn't really let that bother me. I was always like, well, there'll be another audition someday, you know. There's another audition next week, I'm sure, you know. And that helps with the persistence. That helps with not getting too emotionally involved in that one audition, you know?
Right.
There's always going to be another one, you know what I mean? It'll always work out. That was kind of my mentality, I guess, is that, you know, it'll work out, or it's not that big a deal, you know? And that, like, it's one of those things, because that helps with the... That idea helps with... put the persistence. You know what I mean? Because if I've seen people get really upset about an audition, and it's like, well, to me that didn't help anything. To beat yourself up or get upset about an audition, it's like it wasn't the right job for you, or you know what I mean? They were looking for something else. Usually it's them. They're just looking for something different. And
yeah, exactly.
And it's not personal. So taking it personally never made sense to me.
Right.
And so that then makes it easier to then go to the next audition and just continue on, and you know what I mean? And eventually, you know, you'll get into a role, or you know what I mean? You'll find the right avenue. And that's another thing, is finding the right avenue within a field.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Find it, like, I ended up, for me, my avenue has kind of been, as I, you know, I dance and stuff like that, but a lot of commercially is where I work a lot, which is great. I love working commercially. It's they're fun, they're short, they're sweet, they're, you know what I mean? And
right.
you know, they're just, it's a fun kind of job to do.
Right.
And so I just kind of have found that avenue. Like my commercial agent has been just great. KSR, they're awesome. You know what I mean? They work really hard over there, and they're just, you know, a bunch of great ladies that are always getting me out. And that's one of the things that I fell into that kind of. I was dancing. I was with the agency as a dancer, and that was actually where the agency, the dance department, wasn't working out.
Mm-hmm.
But I had done a few commercials there, and the commercial department, I had done a few commercials through the dance department.
Uh-huh.
And the commercial department then wanted to meet with me. They were like, oh, well, the dance department's gone, but we want, and they were actively like calling me like, hey, we want to set an appointment with you. And I was in this, I don't have a dance agent, I'm a dancer, you know. I was not really, I mean, I was getting the calls, like I was getting the messages from them, but I was also like, well, I'm going to go to this, I need to worry about getting a dance agent. So I did that, and then I ended up calling them back after I kind of settled that up. And met with them, and they were, I mean, just, I loved them, so ended up signing with them commercially, and that's, what was the question again? I'm trying to,
well, we were, first of all, we're going into the question was basically what your attributes were.
Oh, okay, right.
That that determination, and I guess it kind of really does come back to that core determination that you mentioned at the very beginning of the show. You know, that basically is what it is. And, you know, and what you're talking about here is the following of, you know, that, and then it leads into other areas, basically.
Absolutely,
yeah. Yeah, that's kind of where you went off into the other areas. Like, you have to pick your area, but you know, you can be good in a couple of areas, too. If it's commercial, it's dancing, it's, you know, whatever. You can
Absolutely.
Be successful in all of those type of things,
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So we're getting down to, oh my gosh, we've only got a minute and a half left here, and I didn't get to ask all the questions, but it's been excellent what you've given us so far. Just really, really good advice, Clinton. I really, really appreciate that. But one of the things I was going to ask you before we go is, you know, what are some of your future projects? How do we stay in touch with that kind of thing?
Future projects. I'm actually teaching a lot right now, like a studio that I teach at here, a friend of mine opened. So we're working on their competition pieces. I'm actually going out of town next week to New Orleans to do some teaching out there. And then
oh,
like I said,
cool.
I have that project in the works with a buddy of mine, the composer. And that we'll probably just put that up on YouTube. That's just going to be a fun thing.
Right.
Other than that, just, you know, wherever the winds of the industry take me, I guess.
Right.
It's, you know, auditions are starting to pick up, so.
Well, that's excellent. That's just great. So I really appreciate you coming on the show. We really got a lot out of it. You know, maybe we'll have to have you on again when you come back, and we'll go into your teaching and stuff like that. That might be a really interesting thing. So to get in touch with you, facebook.com/Clinton Huff. Is
yep.
that the best way to get in touch with you?
That's probably the best way. You know, there's Twitter as well, Clinton B. Huff. I'm on Google+, and you can check out my IMDb page, Clinton Huff.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here, Clinton. And this is Sharon Beth signing off. And
thanks,
we'll see everybody. Yeah, thank you for being here, Clinton. We'll see everybody next time. This is Sharon Beth signing off.